What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you'll never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And again, getting on back to that reparations, it's they don't have the money. All they're doing is they're making promises to the black population to say, you know, vote for us. We're going to give you all kinds of free money. They don't have it to give. It's really what it comes down to. And, you know, there's been this highly polarized image of slavery that's been handed out there, you know, where, you know, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants went over to Africa, grabbed the slaves, dragged them back here. And it's really a little more complex than that. Africans who were sold into slavery were sold into slavery by their fellow Africans. And that's a reality. We've had a lot of white slaves in this country as well. And, one awkward historical fact is that black Americans are better off on average living here than they would be if we had never seen them come over from Africa. I mean, that's if you look at living conditions in Africa, that's just the way it's going to be. All righty, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Jews and money, of course.
Okay.
What else is synonymous? Janet Yellen. Before that, I think it was, let me see all the names that I remember. Alan Greenspan, while his wife Andrea Mitchell, another Jewess, was reporting on the Capitol as a Capitol reporter, definitely a conflict of interest, although they kept their relationship a secret for 22 years. And then remember Caspar Weinberger. They called him Cap the Knife because he was busy slashing money so the public couldn't get the things that they needed. And I'd also like to talk about Victoria Nuland, again, draining our money and or the U.S. Well, actually, my son is an American citizen. So, yeah, draining our money and shipping it off to the other Jew, Zelensky, who's probably redirecting it back to his buddy, Satan Yahu in Israel. So, we've had so much of this. And by the way, what people always forget when they mention Victoria Nuland is her husband is Robert Kagan. What is Kagan? That was the name of someone who was either a king or a so-called upper-level elite noble in the Khazarian kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
We are now occupied by, have been for a long time, by the Khazarian kingdom and all their vile soldiers who have put on three-piece suits and women who sort of look like women. But remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean, some of them are pretty bloody ugly, let's face it. But anyway, the other thing I wanted to talk about is this constant yapping and referencing about how Israeli values and American values are aligned. And who was the first to do that? Louis Brandeis, back in 1915, just the year before he became the Supreme Court Justice. And he and his little minion, who another book is called Half Son, Half Brother, the collusion between these two Supreme Court justices and their extrajudicial activities where they were bribing and influencing politicians in order to get Palestine seized for them. And so in order, there's also a pamphlet that was issued by Louis Brandeis in 1915 urging all the members of the Jewish community worldwide to help them get Palestine because, after all, they were going to show what democracy would be when they created this Disneyland Israel in Palestine and showed how wonderful they would be. And both Felix Frankfurter and Louis Brandeis were presidents of the World Zionist Organization. Mm-hmm. And Felix Frankfurter was at the 1919 Peace Conference following orders, helping them get the League of Nations to put it into their charter that they would try to establish, that it was an obligation upon England to create a, quote, national home, the first step towards seizing all of it, the whole area, for the Jewish people. And the fact that there is no single Jewish people. Everybody in the world is a mutt. We're all a mixture of different people. The only way anybody can be one thing specific, especially for 2,000 years, assuming that a generation is 20 years or 25 years, as it would have been when they first started talking about generations, usually a person was reproducing at the age of 20 or 25.
Yes.
So 2,000 years, well, what are we talking about, 100 generations? And they're the same people? What did they do, clone themselves, or did they just continue practicing incest with first family relatives, which is very common, because Sigmund Freud, who was the uncle of Edward Bernays, who was one of the first ones who destroyed American culture, Sigmund Freud was the uncle of Edward Bernays, and his sister, the sister of Sigmund Freud and the brother of Sigmund Freud, they were all the same family. They were actually first-person relatives, first-degree relatives. So this concept that they are so wonderful and they have such a pure bloodline that they absolutely have to be, they have a right to reproduce themselves. And that is why they ended up with the Tay-Sachs disease, which was a form of idiocy.
Yeah.
And they now screen for it. What, not only was it fatal, it was also, it was idiocy. And ironically, every now and then when I see one of the Rothschilds, they are so ugly. Some of them are gorgeous. What they did was, because of their money, they were able to bring in, attract good-looking, tall, blonde, fair-haired people and bring them in either as a spouse and convert them or simply procreate with them, have relations with them and take the offspring. So then they brought these wonderful tall Germanic genes. And by the way, there is one documentary one segment. There's another documentary that's also wonderful, Storm Over Europe, but it's a four-part documentary. So I'd like to tell people about a particular documentary that's only 1 hour, but when you watch it, you see how much of the Germanic migration that went all over Europe, both east and west, and migrated southward. Their traditions are portrayed in the Old Testament. If you watch that first hour, that 1 hour documentary, and where is the title? Let me get rid of this page so I can give the exact title. I'm on the page of Trump reversing himself. I'll get to that, if you don't mind, a little bit later.
Well, we've got callers waiting on the line, this up. Okay,
well, people should look for it. It's called, I believe, the Germanic Tribes, the Ascent, A-S-C-E-N-T, of Civilization. The Germanic Tribes, the Ascent, and it's on YouTube, surprisingly. On YouTube,
okay.
The Germanic Tribes, the Ascent of Civilization. And just, if I may respond to Sweet Pat, who seems to be stalking me on RBN. Sweet Pat yesterday said that she, as though I were a defender of Trudeau, anyone who listens and understands what I say knows that I detest the man. But when Trudeau ridiculed Trump, Trump called him two-faced. But 2 days later, he said, oh, he's a nice guy. Mm-hmm. And then Trudeau also said he was not going to negotiate NAFTA, absolutely refused, and instead the Mexicans and Canadians arrived at a NAFTA agreement, and then Trump reversed himself and went ahead and negotiated as the third party and had to take the leftovers. So this is why I worry about Trump. He'll say anything he needs in order to get elected, even when he's elected. He'll say something one day and 2 days later he reverses himself. How reliable is a man like that? And you don't learn in office. In an office like that, the chief office, not only of the U.S., but of the free world, you don't learn your job on the job. You come there already ready. And when you say something as a matter of moral conviction, you stick with it, or you don't open your big fat mouth and say one thing and then have to reverse yourself 2 days later and look like an idiot. On NAFTA, that Ukrainian woman who's on the World Economic Forum's Board of Trustees, Chrystia Freeland, that Ukrainian woman, actually outsmarted Trump, because she ended up negotiating a deal with Mexico that he finally had to accept and take the crumbs that were left over. So that's my comment for today.
Okay, well, okay. thank you very much for the phone call, Layla. And we're going to go to Guy in Los Angeles. Hello, Guy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you doing? You know,
doing okay.
I get tired of hearing all this Jew and German shit. Pardon my French.
Yeah.
The rise and fall of the Third Reich. I've been reading a little bit about it. And, you know, Hitler was a bum just like all the rest of these politicians.
Yeah.
He aligned himself with all kinds of crooks and criminals to get where he was. And, you know, let's face it, he was part of the Rothschilds and the Bush banking and the whole thing. They're all dirty.
Yep.
But anyhow, I called to talk about something that I haven't heard you talk about. Maybe I missed it. No one's called in about it, but there is videotape of this Nashville shooter girl that was wearing one pair of tennis shoes when she was running around with her rifle. Looks like the deep state didn't do enough film checking. She's wearing one pair of shoes. You can see it in all the videos that are available while she's running around the hallways with her rifle and no one's in the building. And then, according to the police, 3 minutes later after they after the shooting, they showed up and took her down. Within 3 minutes, she's wearing a different pair of shoes. And you can see the shoes as she's crumpled on the floor.
We did talk about
that
yesterday.
With the officer with the shotgun who looks like he's reloading a shotgun, but yet there's no blood splatter or there's nothing there to show that he was even shot, that she was even shot with the shotgun. You know, I hate it with these cameras that these cops wear. They always got something in the way, you know. It's erroneously in the way, like a microphone or their gun scopes in the way. You can't actually see what's going on. I think the cameras ought to be on their head, like these cycle riders running around with their cameras on their head, where you can see everything.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea.
But just to finish it off, what would happen, Mike, if I went into a court because I got jury duty coming up? And if I was to mention the gold fringe on the flag and didn't recognize the court as a legitimate court, what do you think would happen?
I think you'd probably get slapped with a contempt of court charge.
Oh, then I better not do that then.
No, I wouldn't advise it.
Anyhow, check out the video for yourself. I've forwarded it to several people, and we're all looking at it and saying, you know, this looks like stock footage that she was running around with the rifle, and then later on when the shooting actually happened, I didn't say anybody didn't die. When the shooting actually happened, she was wearing a different pair of shoes. So we're looking at possibly a day or a day and a half, 2 days difference between the footage of her running around with the gun and then the actual shooting taking place.
Well, it does seem like something very odd happened there. We did talk about this yesterday. The corporate media is out there saying that it's simply the poor cameras in the school surveillance system just did not pick up the color. The problem is there's a very obvious white stripe on the shoes, and it does not match between the shooter in the hallway and the body on the ground. And so something funny has happened there, you know. It's obvious something funny has happened there.
Only in Hollywood.
Yeah, well, Hollywood would do a much better job of this kind of thing.
Almost like leaving a coffee cup on the set when you're filming a space alien movie.
Yep.
All right, Mike, that's all I got.
Okay. Before we take our next call, I've got an update about Steve Elkins. Steve just got out of surgery. Let me get my cheaters on so I can read this. Steve just finished with surgery. Doctor said everything went well. He's going to be in the hospital for a couple more days. And he basically wants to thank all you listeners for the prayers and continue with prayers for a speedy recovery. And, okay. So the news is good. The news is good. He's out of surgery and he's doing well. Well, that's a little bit of a relief. You know how I worry about these things. Okay, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day to you. Yeah, Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, Mike, a very informative call. A lot was in what Layla had to say in that call. I won't deny that. There's a lot in there, and it was very informative. Mike, you know, it reminds me of that movie. You remember the movie The Time Machine, Mike? Remember the movie with H.G. Wells? You remember George got all the time? And you remember this country's remind me of that, where the Eloys are getting devoured by the Morlocks. And the Morlocks are the Zionists. And the blonde, remember the Eloys were blonde. You know, they had the blondish hair, and the ones down there in the underground were the Morlocks. You know, they were devouring the Eloys. Mm-hmm. And they rang the bell, and the Eloys went down there, and they cannibalized them. Remember that, Mike?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, great movie, by the way. I saw it the other day. I'm like, you know, that was made in 1960, that movie.
Yep, it was.
And the actress who played the part, Winnie, I think? She just passed away last year.
Yeah.
That was a great movie. That was remind me, that movie kind of remind me what Leigh was talking about, the Zionists, you know, the schmucks. But, Mike, I'm going to get rolling now on immigration in a minute, but let's talk about, did you see the footage today on Tucker Carlson about Sandy Cortez?
No.
Ocasio Sandy Cortez. Mike, they have a young lady that goes to her office in the Capitol. You know, the rotunda, you know, inside the Capitol, and she's demanding to talk to AOC about why she's lying about her. And AOC, 2 weeks ago, was lying about this young lady who's a big star on TikTok, and she has millions of followers, and she went right to the lady, Ocasio's, office, and the lady opened the door, and she said, I'd like to speak to Ocasio Cortez, and Tucker Carlson shows the tape, and the lady slammed the door on her. It was unbelievable. So she's on Tucker Carlson telling millions and millions of people that AOC is nothing but a phony. And Mike, look what she's doing with the Green New Deal. All these millions of illegal aliens coming here. Where's the Green New Deal for that, Mike? The devouring of our country.
Yep.
Millions of people be driving cars. They're going to consume food. Mike, did you see the news about New York today about the school system?
What about it?
It's costing the taxpayers of New York millions of dollars. And Mike, the biggest news all day, though, I don't know if you heard this, I don't know if you reported on it, but the biggest news all day right now that's happening is, you see what J.D. Vance, the senator, proposed today? He wrote on the bill he's got out?
Which bill is that?
English is official language of the United States.
Oh, that would be a good one.
Well, he's already got a bunch of co-sponsors. I think he's already got, like, every Republican is going to co-sponsor. They're going to sign on to it. So we're going to see now. And I talked to his office, and he needs 60 votes to get this as official and see if Biden were to go along and not sign that and veto it with the Democrats, it's going to wipe their party out forever. Because the American people are going to know what the Zionists are up to. They're going to know what all these liberal, licky, kissy, touchy-feely whites are up to. And they're not going to tolerate it. We're not going to tolerate it no more, Mike. We're not going to tolerate this nonsense. We're going to take our country back. We're the majority. We're not the minority. You were talking about reparations, Mike. If anybody should get paid any money for all these restitution, it's American people, who's a white people, who went to World War I and World War II and Vietnam and Korea. Those are the men who should be paid millions of dollars. Not Afro-Americans. My family never owned slaves. There's no way any of these black people should ever get a damn dime for slavery. Bull crap. And that's a filthy disgrace. They should. And Mike, again, the Afro-Americans did not beat the white men in the Civil War. It was white against white, Mike.
Yes,
it was. They were doing the same crap because we're allowing these Zionists to run manipulate our media and control our mind with this filth that they pump out. They're trying to pit white against white. Even thinking about going to war with Russia is a shame. It's a shock. It's a disgrace. We're going to go in a country with all those atomic weapons and a navy can compare to us almost, and our air force. We're going to go to war with that country? Are we kidding ourselves? Seriously? For who? Who are we going to go to war for? For the Zionists?
Okay, well, Tom.
Why don't we let them go to war, Mike? Let them fight the Arabs.
Okay, Tom, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We've got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Joe, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mike. Here in Tennessee, the big story is this tranny shooting up the school with the poor little kids in there.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
One of the things the mainstream media is not really reporting is the teacher and the principal were really close to the governor, Bill Lee, mm-hmm. in particular his wife. I mean, not just like they knew him, but I mean, they would go to dinner regularly. And, you know, you never know what's going on there. But I do think there's a lot more to this story besides, you know, with the sneakers and all that. There's also some, I think that this thing was guided. I think it was targeted. Not just at the school, but to send a message other ways. I'd like to see the manifesto, but I live in Tennessee, and I remember when we had a black truck driver murderer from North Carolina come through and slaughter three women working at the pilot station. Mm-hmm. He was ready to slaughter a fourth, but a state trooper shot him. Well, he had a manifesto, too, but that never saw the light of day, you know? And when these manifestos come out, if it's a political class that has, you know, extra rights, you know, the supreme classes, whether it's through race, sexual orientation, female, you know, you get all these extra bonus points, and that's how you get judged whether the rules apply to you or not. Well, then all of a sudden the manifestos, they don't get put out. But if it was a white Christian that did something like this, and he wrote even the word Hitler in it, it would be all over every newspaper by now. The FBI is analyzing this, you know? I mean, come on, guys. There's no trial. The victim, the shooter is dead, and yet they're not gonna release it. They're gonna scrub it. If they release it, it'll be scrubbed, and it'll be a forgery. So I'm not buying any of this. I mean, I think that there's a bigger picture to this. A lot more going on. You know, basically, you know, I carry a gun around here in Tennessee. It's an open carry state. So
yeah.
And you really have to be careful because these trannies have been, you know, they've been, you know, I spent a lot of time in Thailand, Mike, and there are a lot of trannies over there. They call them ladyboys or katoys. And you know, they haven't been weaponized by the Jews to, like, hate Thailand, you know, and hate Buddhist society. But in this country, our trannies, you know, because trannies are a little off, you know, whether it's through autism or they're just a little mentally off. I mean, obviously, because they don't appreciate their natural genetic code, but they don't have to be like mentally hit with all this hate and how everybody paranoia, everybody's out to get you. So, you know, the culture has basically turned these people against Christian society. Now, you could say it's the Satanism, or you could say it's the Jews that control our culture, or the real radical left. But I say it's a combination of everything. It's just a hatred of Christian society, and they've been weaponized. The trannies have been weaponized. I mean, I got in so much trouble when I was on Facebook, and the reason they finally got rid of me for good was when I was criticizing the trannies. And it was no language or nothing. I just shared a video of a street teacher criticizing a drag queen story time at a Canadian library, and I got banned for life.
Yeah.
You know, so these trannies and their movement really seems to have an exorbitant amount of power, which is really odd, but I have to agree sort of with Alex Jones that it's actually a precursor to the transhumanist movement.
Yes.
And that's why it's looked upon favorably by the establishment and by all the kind of the technocrats and the anti-Christian bigots that run our country. So I just, you know, like I said, it's odd because, like I said, when I'm in Thailand, there's trannies all over the place, and generally, if you don't mess with them, they don't mess with you, and you know, some of them are pretty nice people, you know, and they're you know, so it's just unfortunate that people that they have been like kind of taken advantage of for political purposes. But now, at this point, these people in the United States really need institutionalization, and they're going to be they are dangerous. I mean, and even here in Tennessee, you know, and they were having trouble with them in Kentucky because they've been radicalized. I mean, the Kentucky and the Tennessee legislatures, all they want is no non-grooming of their children. That's all.
Yeah.
That's nothing like crazy. But they're acting like it's the end of the world for transsexuals, like they're being beaten in the streets or something. And they're so, like, kind of off that they'll actually, like this woman did, act upon this paranoia and this craziness. So,
well,
I'm gonna...
you know, Karine Jean-Pierre came out with a statement earlier today that we all have to be worried about the transgenders because they're under attack. And, of course, my response to that is, you know, please remember who shot who on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of why they were shot, is because of this constant, you know, baloney about how they're always being attacked. When they're the ones, you know, it's kind of, you know, they're the ones, they slap you in the face and then complain about like how it hurts, you know, as an old saying there, you know. But that's what they do, because they're the ones out there grooming. They're the ones on the attack against Christian civilization, and yet they plead, you know, they've actually murdered six people, and yet they...
Yeah,
plead,
I mean, more people died at that school than died on January 6th. We got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials.
Thank you, Mike.
Got more calls when we come on back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Barron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show here. And we are going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mark. And thank you for the update on Steve. That's good news.
Yeah, it's good news.
Yes, sir. Keep us informed. And my main topic is the reparations. But real quick, before I get to that, what Larry was talking about was pretty much current political history. And so I think there's a rule of debate where the first person who brings up Hitler automatically loses. But Hitler was 60, 70 years ago. And you can't say anything about Jews because of Hitler and this and that, and you with the Rothschilds, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I don't think you get that out of Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, because I read it a long time ago. That's more like a Jim Mars topic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was expecting something on reparations, but no, it's the shoes and the fringe. But anyhow, I think you get the point.
Yep.
Reparations, I remember watching a video maybe 5 or 8 years ago. It was a documentary on the camps during World War II, and
yeah,
they had the CEO at the time of the Krupp Steelworks met with a couple of inmates at a concentration camp. He kind of apologized for it. The whole thing was, we used your labor unfairly you were confined. It was basically slave labor, and I apologize. We're going to give you reparations to the Jewish community, to the people who were there. Okay, then that snowballed into a Holocaust reparation that the Germans are still paying for, not only in money, but in weapons, submarines. I mean, it's like an open checkbook. It's a grift. And that's what this is going on here in California. And there has to be some kind of a legal way to stop it. But I'm afraid that because it's such a racially sensitive topic, no one will take up the cause because you automatically get the racist label on you. It's kind of like a shield of protection. It's very frustrating.
It is very frustrating.
Yeah, I just don't see the point. As a matter of fact, in the years I did EMS, and we all live in this society, it seems to me like a large percentage of the black population owes white people reparations for all the crime, for all the property crime, for all the shoplifting. Do you get my point?
Yeah, I get your point exactly. I mean, we've all seen these videotapes all over social media of these flash mobs just going in and totally emptying out a store.
Exactly. And one more thing before I go. On the Nashville shooter, this Jewish AG Merrick Garland does not see this as a terrorist act. He's not investigating it as a terrorist act. That tells you all you need to know. Because it was a guy with a red MAGA hat on or a sheet over his head, and he went into a synagogue or a Jewish school or even a black school. It would be 24/7 on every network, and you'll have a task force flown down there from Washington, D.C. to look into it. It's disgusting. And that's all I got.
Well,
I appreciate it.
It's the FBI that says they will not investigate it as domestic terrorism. Attorney General Gardner said is that he doesn't see it as a hate crime. Okay?
I'm speechless. What do you say about that? How is that logical?
It isn't. It's politics.
Man, thank you for taking my call.
Okay, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Listen, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay. Just to kind of latch on to what Joe said, you know, I was in the Philippines, and they used to call them, they didn't call them lady boys, they called them Binny boys.
Okay.
And they've been around for a long, long time, and I can tell you many stories where Marines got drunk and ended up in a taxi with them back on the base. And the same thing, you know, out in the Longobos City, you know, they've been around for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And we used to see them in Hills on Hill Street in Oceanside. They were in Camp Pendleton. So. But anyways, I want to get to my main point. In the beginning of the show, you mentioned, you know, that Twitter was going back to its old ways.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're not going to remember this, but I called you probably about a month ago and told you that was exactly going to happen. And,
well, you were right and I was wrong.
Yeah, I really think that Elon Musk is just a front. I know you have a solid opinion of them, and you know, I mean, Twitter has been a little bit better, but you're right. They're starting to really not just ban people, but they're starting to shadow ban people again, and they don't want you to talk about certain things. If you're critical of the Ukraine, Zelensky, and you know, they'll shadow ban you, and you know, and a lot of the people are saying, you know, they're trying to pass the buck and say, well, it's some liberal that's still, you know, hidden in Twitter, or it's a rogue FBI agent. No, the buck stops with Elon Musk. I mean, he's had enough time now, and we're not just talking about, you know, we're talking about high-profile people like Emeril Robinson, like mm-hmm. you said, Benny Johnson, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene. There's a few others. I mean, Elon Musk, if he's true blue, he's got to step in and stop this stuff. I mean, you know, it looks to me, Mike, like the government has the ultimate control of blocking these people and censoring these people. That's what it looks like to me.
Okay. You may be right.
Yeah.
But apparently, you know, transgenders are the new protected special group. We can't say anything bad about them, no matter, you know, how many people they shoot up.
Yeah, and that's ridiculous. And yeah, I don't know. We're just, things aren't looking good. You kind of said that in the beginning, and I don't know. Anyways, Michael, let somebody else talk.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. And we do have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking the call. There's an article out by The Nation magazine, and I'm not sure, sorry if you covered it already, but it's called Trump Campaign Collusion with Israel. And so I was listening to Strike and Mike, Eric Stryker, but they were discussing this article, and basically it's basically admitting, and I don't know The Nation if they're left wing or right wing or whatever, but it's pretty mainstream. But they're coming out and admitting there wasn't really no Russian collusion at all with the Trump campaign, but that Russian was just code word for Israel. And basically they're really worried about Netanyahu doing the same thing this election as well. So it's just weird. There seems to be a big division between the Jewish community in Israel versus America, where the Israelis are not really for the anti-Russian, war in Ukraine, because they see, you know, Russia and China starting to fund Iran and stuff, you know, and so they see that, the Zionists see that as a threat. But then you have the Jewish community in America that's more anti-Russian, that, sees the liberal world order, you know, that they've pushed, that so there's it's a big division right now. It's kind of an interesting article, but I don't know if you read it, but it's kind of interesting that maybe the Democrats are going to start becoming more anti-Semitic instead of anti-Russian, you know, this election. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but they're it's called the Nation magazine. If you Google The Nation, the campaign collusion with Israel, pretty good one. But it's really nothing that most of your listeners didn't call in and talk about the whole time. I mean, we knew there was no real Russian collusion. So
okay,
that's all. It's about all I got. Quick on the reparations, really quick. Someone pointed out that a mulatto person, a person that's half black, is much more likely to have descended from slave owners than your average white person. So that's kind of an interesting thought. That
so they have mulattoes, to pay themselves reparations.
Right.
Okay.
And all right, that's about all I had. Thanks a lot for taking the call.
Okay, thank you. And we are just now getting word that the grand jury, which I thought was on hiatus, they just voted to indict Donald Trump in New York. This happened about 15, 16 minutes ago. And we're waiting for details. The precise charges are not known, but it is focused on the hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. And so, this is real banana republic stuff here. Okay, let's see. We're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to bring some, I got some good news for you Trump supporters. I think they're going to bring Trump back. The fact that they indicted him, or they're going to indict him. But, you know, they don't talk about Julian Assange anymore, because that's bad news for Trump. You know, Trump was going to bail out Julian, and he never did. And so We haven't heard nothing about Julian. So I'm pretty sure they're going to try to bring Trump back. Because I don't think Biden is doing a good enough job for gun control. They want you to believe that this petite tranny is what, Arnold Schwarzenegger in the movie The Terminator? Come on. I want to talk about Hitler supposedly going to Argentina. There's a lot of talk about that. And,
yes.
You know, if you could see some of the video at the end of the war, Hitler was a broken man. You know, a year before that, he barely survived an explosion that von Stauffenberg stuck a bomb underneath the table. And Hitler was shaken pretty bad toward the end of the war. So, you know, I really have a hard time believing that he might have made it to Argentina by way of U-boat. Now, that would have taken a month, you know, and they couldn't come up for air because they were looking and they were on the lookout for submarines. Especially we had the blimps up in the air. We could see all this crap. Do you really think Hitler made it to Argentina?
Well, we don't really know. We don't really know. I mean, I think it's something we'll probably never really know until somebody finds an actual buried body that we can do a DNA test on.
Yeah, but I mean, he has probably, what, out of the top five recognizable faces in the world, he's got to be one of them.
Yes.
And, you know, for a guy like that to go into such a primitive area after all that, I don't know. I just think that toward the end of the war, you know, with his invasion of Russia, he knew that if they ever got a hold of him, he would have been better off captured by the Apaches on a train going west.
Yeah.
I mean, they would have captured that guy in a way that, you know, you just had to get out. You couldn't take the chance of getting captured, in my mind, you know. But anyways, they want to break Hitler's legend, and they try. Every time you hear on talk radio, you know, you're going to hear somebody stick their head out and say something about that. And they also want to destroy the Catholic Church. And they're scared of the Catholic Church. Okay, thanks for taking the call.
Okay, well, you know, the Catholic Church is going through some major changes due to the Pope, who is apparently in the hospital, possibly with pneumonia here. All righty, let's see, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Andrea in Oklahoma. Hello, Andrea. What's on your mind?
Okay, what's on my mind is I hear a lot of people with a lot of great issues that need to be addressed to their congressmen or House members, and that they could call them at least every week and run it down to them. RBN is. Is a nice place that listens to all of our unhappiness about what our nation's doing. But our representatives, even though they seem like they're not doing anything, they're the appropriate people to talk to and let it out and share your unhappiness with. Even, I think, you know, in 2008, when they were passing TARP, we, as a nation, called them and burnt up the phones. They are our representatives. They are sitting there because who knows why they're sitting there, because who knows how elections are going these days. But we can at least unload on them. I called my representative today, Stephanie Bryce, and I'm still, why isn't Biden being impeached? For all the things with just stealing the elections. And you said that they've passed bills now that it looks like they're going to be able to continue the stealing our elections. So we need to let them know in mass, burn up the phones, write, you know, letters that indicate your anger and your frustration with what is going on in our nation. That man needs to be impeached, and that he had all these secret documents at his house, and that he insisted that they go and go to Key Largo and go through Trump's house. He has sent our nation to its destruction, and we aren't calling our representatives. That needs to stop. We need to let them know, even if it's every day. I mean, because how many people call your show every day and unwind? I mean, I know Tom has really gone on and on, but yes, all that's very good. just call your representative and let them know. Nobody in Congress, well, I think you said somebody had written up a bill about impeaching Biden, but it hasn't seemed like it's come to a vote or anything. So that's,
no,
my,
it hasn't.
That's my big gripe, is that here we are, we're just running all this energy off to RBN when it needs to be going to the right ears, and the right ears hearing our unhappiness. Thank you very much for listening to me. Bye.
All right, goodbye. And with that, we have to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Working two jobs ends never seen to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him, the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her, walk
on. And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, and right before I get to my topic here, it's a shame that that helicopter crash happened, those two Blackhawks tangled up at night. When I was in the 101st, way back in the 80s, and they were doing large-scale air mobile operations at night, back then they had AMPVS5 night vision goggles. They looked like binoculars in a way. These now are the AMPVS7s are monoculars.
Yes.
And they give you no depth perception at all. And, man, it was hairy being on that helicopter, seeing these pilots with these things on their helmets. And all you see these little green luminescent strips going back and forth. So, I mean, it's pretty hairy, even in training in the military. Despite the fact that they're misused, you know, that takes a lot of guts to do that. But I want to issue a challenge. I don't make a lot of money. Ever since I got hurt, I broke my back and my pelvis, so I had to give up my high-paying job, and now I'm making ends meet. That's about it. But I'm doing some overtime. And for this week and maybe next week, depends on how I get, if someone calls in and talks about Biden for 10 minutes, I can be two callers, 5 minutes each, three callers, a couple of minutes each. I want to hear something about Biden, and I'll give the RBN, I'll send them a money order for $100.
And wow, that's very generous.
Trump,
thank you.
Trump, it's not a lot. I mean, some people may laugh at it, but, you know, if I do that every week, that's pretty damn good.
But, it is.
The Mueller probe is fake, and he's working for the system, and it's just, you know, one thing after another, and when I was on 4chan, someone showed evidence of this being a opposition tactic that people pretend, and they feed that into you. I'm not saying our callers are disingenuous, but that gets put out there on other platforms, and it's a way to distract the opposition. And, you know, we can say that, you know, Trump did a lot of bad things, but, man, what Biden has done is 100 times worse.
Yes.
And that's our
no
position.
Argument.
So hopefully tomorrow, and if I miss it, let me know, and the check will be in the mail.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, we're coming up here to the end of the show, and obviously it was a bit of a shock that Trump has been indicted, and it's already all over social media, and everybody's saying, you know, I support Donald Trump. This is real banana republic politics, and right now the indictment is still sealed. We don't know what's in it and what the charges are going to be. I mean, a false entry on a business record, that's a misdemeanor, but we know that the DA was trying to find some way to magnify it into a felony, and I guess we'll find out tomorrow or next week exactly how that's going to go. Anyway, there's the music. The show is over. And stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Peter Serafin is taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. We're trying to build our audience and reach more people. We need your help to do it. And again, keep a kind thought in your minds for Steve Elkins. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.